Hello everyone and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of October 19th, 2020 before it happens. My name is Bruce and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. We're going to go with Borat subsequent movie film. As much as I am not a fan of the character or Sacha Baron Cohen in general, there is no denying that people are going to want to watch this movie, and it's going to be on Amazon Prime this week. For TV pages, on Monday, NBC has the premiere of The Voice. Tuesday, Fox has Game 1 of the World Series. For Wednesday, ABC has the premiere of The Goldbergs. They're doing the Airplane parody. The 2020 Country Music Television Awards will be on a few networks, so be careful. For Thursday, the final presidential debate will be on all of the major networks, except for Fox, and they have a football game with the Giants versus the Eagles. And as bad as both of those teams are playing, it's still going to be more entertaining than the final presidential debate. For Friday, Discovery has the premiere of Gold Rush. Saturday, HBO has the premiere of Emma. And for Sunday, nothing. For movies coming out this week, you have The Empty Man. On the trail of a missing girl, an ex-cop comes across a secret group that is attempting to summon a terrifying supernatural entity. The locals believe that it is the work of the urban legend known as the Empty Man. Alright, for DVDs coming out this week, you've got Cutthroat City, The Secrets We Keep, No Escape, and Spree. For online services this week, Netflix, you have My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman, Season 3, Rebecca, Cadaver, Barbarians, Season 1, Move, Season 1, and The Queen's Gambit, Season 1. Hulu has Bad Hair, and Amazon, like I said, has Borat's subsequent movie film. For video games coming out this week, you have Amnesia Rebirth for the PS4 and the PC. For GUI news, you've got new episodes of GUI Nights, Smack My Pitch Up, Geek Father, Beautiful Disasters, From the Mouths of Madness, and Deeply Upsetting. Also, look out for the special two-part interview with composer John Patrick Brennan of The Last Drive-In with Joe Bob Biggs. Part one will be dropping under the Geeks Under the Influence, and part two will be coming from the Mouths of Madness. For one more thing, at DC Fandom this past August, DC announced that they were relaunching Milestone Line in a big multimedia fashion with plans on board with an eventual Static Shock movie. Well, apparently, that eventuality is a lot sooner off than we had anticipated. The film now has Michael B. Jordan and his Outlier Society production banner attached to the film. This is according to The Hollywood Reporter. Based on the Milestone character, Static is a team named Virgil Hawkins who gets rad electrical powers as part of a growing ecosystem of superheroes in a town called Dakota. In the animated series that ran for four seasons on the Kids WB, Virgil was exposed to a chemical during a gang fight that he was bullied into. Also in the show, they had a lot of good DC superheroes show up. So, might be a good movie to start off a new cinematic universe. The film will be the first big DC joint to be centering around a black protagonist. The Hollywood Reporter reports that Jordan and his crew will be taking the lead in the production of the film, which is exciting news for both the fans of Static and Jordan himself. Now, of course, there are no word on anything to do with the production yet. As soon as I hear something, I will definitely let you know. Alright, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us, geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce, and of course, all of these things happen. I'm from the future, and be nice to each other.
GUIPodcast.com.
We've got a devilicious little Kickstarter here for all you geeks and ghouls for the Halloween season. Throwing Horns. It's a light RPG of devils, demons, and metal. You play a literal band of demons touring the best and worst venues in hell. The promoter, or aka the GM, will guide you on the tour and throw encounters in your path, which you can overcome in the most metal ways possible. Use head-banging tunes, your demonic commanding presence, or just good old-fashioned violence to beat encounters and continue. This is a Kickstarter from a friend of ours that only has through the month of October to raise its funds, so definitely go to throwinghornsrpg.com or just hit up the link on our homepage at gypodcast.com. Donate, get some extra stuff if you reach the right tier of donation, and keep on throwing them horns.
Hey guys, Scotty Big Daddy Preston here. That's right, the Geek Father, asking you to join me here every other week with friends and family of the GUI Network as we go through all the trials and tribulations of being a geeky parent. So remember, join us or cry.
My name is Amy Bogard.
And I'm Mike the Hobbit.
And we are the hosts of Deeply Upsetting, where we use our expertise to answer your most upsetting hypothetical quandaries, such as, what non-wiggin animal deserves wings?
And what body part deserves a secret mouth?
Which cryptid is the worst roommate?
These questions and more that plague you will be answered on Deeply Upsetting, available anywhere you get your podcasts and at GUIpodcast.com.